Lee calling us from Tacoma.
Hello, Dr. Wright.
Hello, sir.
Great to talk to you. I've got a couple of questions. I heard you in the past talk about the engineer that had carotid artery occlusion, and he took the vitamin K and tocotrienols to clear his arteries.
Yep, your memory is correct, sir.
And I have one bad carotid. The other one's pretty good, but I'd like to do what I could to keep them clear, and maybe to do an intervention to clear them. And I'm wondering about the amounts of the vitamin K and the tocotrienols to use. And,
well, let me...
Also, I thought I heard you say something about to take them at separate times.
Okay, sir. Let me just tell you what this engineer did. He had over 50% clog. And what he did was to use the Super K, comes from Life Extension Foundation, and no, I do not work for them. That's one thing. He happened to like it, and so do I, because it's got many different vitamin Ks in it altogether. And the other thing he used were tocotrienols, and I believe they're called Unique Tocotrienols. They're from a different company that I don't work for, and that's called AC Grace. Now, it took a lot, and I'm not going to tell you it was cheap. It wasn't as expensive as most prescriptions, but still it wasn't cheap. He took three of them twice a day, three of each twice a day. I'm not kidding, but it got the job done, because when he came back with his report from a year to the day later, he was down under 30% clogged instead of over 50. So anyway, that's what he did. And one other thing, though, sir, that I also told the engineer, and perhaps I didn't mention this, why not go after the cause, too, instead? And you're clearing out the wreckage, but let's go after the cause. And as I keep saying, and I know it's getting boring, but the cause of cholesterol clog is inflammation at the branch points of arteries caused by overly thick blood. And we can clear all we want to, but if we allow our blood to remain too thick, it's just going to inflame again and come back again. So that gets us to those research studies that show us that donating blood significantly, very significantly, 45% in one study and 88% reduction risk in the other study. Donating blood thins out the blood, keeps it from causing the inflammation, and we don't clog in the first place. But if clog's already there, guess what? It's going to keep happening as long as the blood is remaining thick. And we just got to think about that.
Yeah, I have donated blood, and they do like three different tests to check for Hep C.
Yeah.
And one of them came back positive, and they said it was probably a false positive, but they couldn't use my blood, and they have taken another sample, and I'm waiting to find out. And in the meantime, my own doctor checked me and said, absolutely not. They did a blood test, and I don't have it. But I've got
a
donating blood.
Yeah, well, let's just say for the few people out there who can't donate blood chisels because they just got back from Mexico or something, hey, natural medicine doctors know how to operate an IV needle and a vacuum flask, and that's called therapeutic phlebotomy, and I understand they did it too often on George Washington. That's unexcusable. But natural medicine doctors also know how much blood is usually donated to the blood bank. That's quite safe. And if you can't get it done at the blood bank, locate a natural medicine doctor who can do therapeutic phlebotomy for you, sir.
Okay, yeah, I've seen Dr. Graves, and I'm on a program with him, too. I just had a couple of questions here I thought I'd ask you. I was going to ask you something about lithium. I've been taking lithium, but it seems to give me muscle cramps. Have you ever heard of that?
Not so far, sir, but you've got to pay attention to your body, so I'd certainly be stopping and talking to Dr. Graves about finding out what might be going on. But this is the first time I've heard about that. I'd be wondering about the potassium levels, and you and Dr. Graves can check that out, simply because lithium is the same family of potassium, and so it possibly could displace potassium. Another mineral in that same family called rubidium has been found to displace potassium, so that might be what's going on. And there we are, sir. And you know what? We better get to our next caller here. There's some folks in line, but thank you so much for calling.